WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 7. The temperature is 47. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria on 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, and at East William Joe Bryan next to the main post office. Bryan Police will release information later this morning about a fatality crash last night on Texas near Old Hearn Road. A passerby texted us that the collision bottled up traffic for more than a half mile. First year, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office has provided school resource deputies in the College Station School District, now includes arresting a student for making a terroristic threat.
The Sheriff's Office, with regards to the College Station School District, takes these sorts of things very seriously, and in close coordination with the school administrators, we pursue them vigorously. And if they rise to the level of a criminal offense, we're going to take it that way.
Comments from Chief Deputy Jim Stewart comes after a student at Consolidated reported a classmate posted a threat on Snapchat the week before the mass shooting in Florida. According to the arrest report, Alexandria Rivera denied making the post, but Rivera, who turns 18 next month, admitted to making threatening statements that she said were only a joke. College Station school board members received an update on the district's safety and security measures during this week's meeting. Superintendent Clark Ely applauding faculty and staff who are developing positive and appropriate relationships with students,
so that they feel comfortable in talking to them when they see something that makes them nervous. There's some things that you can joke about, and this isn't one of them. Words matter, and we take this seriously.
Dr. Ely repeating his call for students, parents, community members, and employees to make a report whenever spotting a threat. Dr. Ely is Scott's guest next Monday on the Infomaniacs. For the first time in more than a decade, a Texas governor spared the life of a death row inmate, Greg Abbott accepting the state parole board's recommendation shortly before Bart Whitaker was supposed to be executed for killing his mother and his younger brother in their Houston home in 2003. Whitaker's father, who was wounded, fought for his son to remain alive.
He did make the right decision, and we're very grateful for that.
Earlier this week, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles unanimously recommended the sentence be commuted to life in prison without the possibility of parole. An unscheduled topic brought up during this week's BCS Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum, all 9 candidates for state legislature in Brazos County gave their opinion about the legalization of marijuana. One of 2 Democratic candidates for House District 12, Chris Miller, brought up pot sales as a way to pay for public education and to reduce the population in jails and prisons.
And the majority of people my age have smoked marijuana, and let's not pretend like that isn't an issue.
Legalization also supported by Miller's primary opponent, Marianne Arnold.
My late son-in-law, when he was going through chemo, smoked marijuana for nausea.
The podcast from Wednesday's Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. While the Winter Olympics continues, College Station welcomes 410 participants to the city's annual Senior Games that starts this morning.
City of College Station Senior Games and senior programming, things like that, are very important because it's the fastest growing demographic in our community and actually in the nation.
The city's tourism manager, J.D. Wood, says 339 of 410 participants are from out of town, competing in 15 events at 14 sites in College Station and the A&M campus. An online link to the times and locations of the events going through Sunday is online, cstx.gov/senior games. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 7. The temperature is 47. News presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. Brazos Valley weather forecast next. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Howdy. This is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn Campaign.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated Malik, feel the difference.
I think I can finally see the end of this stagnant weather pattern. It looks like it gets better by Sunday. Today, areas of fog and clouds. It'll be breezy. A few showers later today, 70 to 75. The fog will lift as the day goes on. Cloudy tonight, chance of a shower, some areas of fog, 65 to 70 overnight. Cloudy, breezy, chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, 75 to 80. Sunday, turning partly sunny, cooler, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops had a big win last night at Arkansas, 104-60 over the Lady Razorbacks. That was the most points scored by the Aggies in a conference game since 1983. As you can imagine, Coach Gary Blair pretty happy with the outcome.
I thought we played offensively as good as we could play, and I thought we identified what we wanted to do on defense.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also, we're talking Aggie softball. Kicked off the Mary Nutter Classic yesterday. Aggie baseball kicks off in a three-game series against Cornell today, and Aggie men's hoops will be in action tomorrow. All that more coming up in sports.
And it's Curling Appreciation Day, or Curling is Cool Day.
And the U.S. is in the gold medal game.
Dang right. Man, that is just like the coolest ever. So we're going to start with some Olympic news today. So, Bill, how much of the Olympics have you watched?
A couple of minutes of figure skating.
Okay, that's more than me. Zach, how much have you really watched?
I have watched absolutely zero.
Perfect.
There is too much going on around here.
I mean, I still remember Jim McKay and Chris Schenkel and Franz Klammer and
all those people.
And downhill
Klammer
skating.
And the silver skates and all that. No, never mind.
Dorothy Hamill. And
yeah, that's right. So, anyway.
And maybe Peggy Fleming, but barely.
But I have a story about Gus Kenworthy. Do we know who he is?
Yes.
Okay.
The guy who, no, that's Ken Worth, founded the semi truck company.
Well, thank you.
Gus Kenworthy is an Olympian.
Cat cafes are in. They are so 2017. Oh, I guess that means they're out. Gus Kenworthy, miles ahead of us with his visit now to a raccoon cafe.
I saw this.
Did you?
Yes.
Gus competed in the slope-style skiing for Team USA in Pyeongchang. And I'm just going to call it that because I like that better. Although his events are over, the Olympian stopped in South Korea's capital to visit Seoul's Blind Alley, a cafe where customers can hang out with raccoons, corgis, and capybara, which is the largest living rodent in the world.
Capybara. Oh,
Dr.
Capybara.
Doolittle's in charge over
Thank
there.
Thank you. I don't know. Have you seen a capybara before?
I know what they look like. Oh. It's just a big rat.
And you knew how to pronounce it, too.
Yeah. Well,
similar to Nutrium?
Yes. Yeah, very similar to. It's just a big rat.
Okay, but it doesn't have those, like, Bucky Beaver teeth like the Nutrium.
I don't think so.
Oop, trademark infringement there.
Oh, that's right. I can't say Bucky Beaver.
Yeah, it's like a little, it's a mixture of, like, it has a camel face with, like, a
perfect.
I don't know. It's a weird-looking animal.
It's a big rat.
Yeah, without
anyway,
the tail.
He posted photos of his visit complete with a cuddly albino raccoon. With
albino
the caption,
raccoon.
They really do love trash. So,
our first text in the morning from 979-695-1620. At Gallery in Houston, you used to curl on Sunday morning at the ice rink.
That right? I had no idea.
Well, you know, we got an ice rink here. They should have a curling thing.
Listen to you.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, so how do you get the curling brooms? Where do you get a stone? Those things
but how many years would it take to get the city of College Station to waive the smoking requirements?
Because it's kind of like bowling. You need to.
Oh, if there's a permit involved, it could take a while.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, you got that going on. And this is kind of cool. This is kind of cool because we've had everybody talk about how they were able to medal in the Olympics or perform in the Olympics and the reason they could. Kakan Randall or Kikan Randall, do we know who this is?
Has
a message for other moms pursuing their goals. Let motherhood make you stronger than you've ever been. She and her teammate, Jessica Diggins, won the gold in cross-country team sprint freestyle at the Pyeongchang Olympics. This is the fifth time Randall has competed in the Winter Olympics, but the first time an American woman has ever won a gold in this event. And she credited her teammates and her 21-month-old son, Breck, for winning. So motherhood is a good thing.
Yeah.
It helps you win gold in the Olympics.
Bodie Miller, who's very anti-family.
That's right. Here we are trying to come back and balance it out a little bit for you. Oh.
Oh, back to Houston Curling.
Sure.
The texter also let me know that check out the Curling Club of Houston's website.
Oh, yes.
Which, if you go to HoustonCurling.com,
yeah,
throwing rocks at houses since 1973.
That's what we need, is a bunch of rednecks on ice.
That is outstanding.
I mean, boy, we've unleashed a madness here. Well, Dallas, now another texter, Dallas has curling.
All right, because the thing is, you know, we discussed earlier this week that curlers have to have gripper and slipper type shoes.
Seems
to
like
wear.
It would be kind of an expensive sport.
Well, but what I'm thinking is, could we make boots with those things?
Oh.
Now, you need to have a walking heel on it, clearly,
right,
to be able to do that.
Right.
But, I mean,
bunch
that
of dudes
would
in
be,
cowboy hats that are out there.
That would be outstanding.
Pearl snap shirts. And
once again, Texas could just dominate another sport.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, this website says come back soon for March schedule.
Oh, see.
And see, we're at, what, the 23rd of February?
Yeah.
I'm just expecting them to do an interview with these curling guys after kind of like a NASCAR race almost.
Yeah, that'd be
my boy's out there. We just throwing that stone over.
Exactly it, right.
Yep.
I bumped up against him, but you know, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't curling. So there you go. Shoot, I think that'd be great.
Yes.
And get it into smaller towns, too, like here.
Yeah.
We could get on the Houston circuit, have those people coming in. I mean, if we can get wrestlers in here, we could get curlers
and
in here.
And, I mean, once they put the train through, you could just go to all the tournaments.
Well, and I'm surprised that Cliff Howard hasn't called in yet. I have another texter. It says, Cliff and Chase and Krista participated in a curling contest a few years ago at Gold's Gym.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. See, now, curling at Gold's Gym, how they do that? That's a different kind of curling. You talking about curls with weights, or you talking about curls on ice?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
All right, so
I was about to say Howard doesn't have a show today. He got bumped because of baseball.
Oh, well,
so
that doesn't
in.
Stop him from calling.
Well, I know, but he might just be sleeping.
So
in today.
I could see this is where's experienced BCS when we need them. Let's go.
Right.
Let's get going on this thing.
You start talking to the city. That's your job, the Scott. Ask the city.
The hell with pickleball. Let's get curling in here. Let's get some olds come in here and do a little curling on ice. That'd be
yes.
fun.
Yeah, all right.
Why isn't that included in the senior games this weekend?
Well, they again. Well, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out. Jay Sokol will be here later this morning, so questions
yes.
lining up for him. Oh, we have to find a fact. Chelsea's not here, so we have to find a fact.
I'm on it.
All right. Well, you have to do it right now. There's no hurry.
Might as well.
Around. All right. So remember when this guy named Jeff Bezos started this thing called Amazon and it didn't make any money and
mm-hmm.
people were really laughing and how could people be so stupid as to give him money because he wasn't even making a profit because all he was doing was selling books. So, of course, now we know he owns the world. Did you hear what he's doing? Well, did you hear about Tuesday of this week? Jeff Bezos revealed that he is installing a 10,000-year clock. The installation has begun. It is a 500-foot-tall clock, and it will sit in the Sierra Diablo mountain range in West Texas.
Oh.
It's a little bit east of El Paso, and it will keep time for the next 10,000 years, according to a blog that has been signed by Bezos.
Other than because he can, why?
Don't know. Father of the project is an American inventor and scientist named Danny Hillis, who thought of the idea and has been working on it since 1989. Bezos and Hillis have spent the last 6 years working together on a contract on the concept. How do you get Jeff Bezos's phone number? How can you text him? How can you call him and say, I've got an idea. I want to build a 10,000-year clock. Hello.
Not to backtrack, but back to the curling discussion. If we're going to do redneck curling, shouldn't it be sponsored by NASCAR?
Yeah, of course it should. They should have things, you know, Justin Boots, Cavenders, things all over.
Red Man.
Sure, all their shirts. And
then the tobacco gets on the ice. It's
oh, well,
good.
You don't want to do that, but yeah.
It slows the rock down.
But, I mean, any number of, you could do Ford trucks, Dodge trucks, Chevy trucks, Toyota trucks, any of those. Could
Texan curling brought to you by
Dang
Ford.
Straight, man.
Built
that's
Ford
what I'm
tough.
And you got to wear a cowboy hat to get on the ice and do that.
Yeah.
Modified boots.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, we can get the grippers and the slippers, and that could work. All right. So anyway, they wanted to build a clock that ticks once a year. where the century hand advances every 100 years and a cuckoo comes out of the millennium, according to the blog that is attributed to Bezos. I mean, it's apparently, how could you hack into Jeff Bezos' account? That'd be pretty interesting. But anyway, Bezos and Hills have spent the last 6 years working on the project. 10,000-year clock will be empowered by day and night thermal cycles and synchronized to solar noon. This sounds like something from The Onion. I mean, it really, it really, really does. But it's in any, I'm getting this out of the Calgary newspaper, but it's it has been posted apparently all over the place. But at least he's bringing it to Texas, which is the most important thing. Caller.
Bezos owns like 300,000 acres out there in Van Horn.
But that
where his rocket company
But that doesn't mean you build a 10,000-year clock, does it?
If you read his book, he's been working on this for a long time.
Wow. Okay, thank you. Hey. Hey there.
Hey, I heard there's an exhibition curling team from Colorado. They're called the Curling Prides.
Hey, our friends at KAMU says they consider televising cowboy curling.
That's good.
Yes.
All right.
We have a network.
Cowboy curling.
We got to put this.
Got to beat ESPN to something.
Exactly.
Are you guys going to do the play-by-play? That's what I want to know.
No, I just, I'm going to sit back and enjoy it. Okay. I don't want to have
That's KO's department since he does public address
out
there.
That's right. Yeah. He's the PA announcer over there. So, no, I want to sit back and enjoy it. I don't want to have to work it. So he's been thinking about a clock for a long time. Wow. That's, clearly his book's been out a while. That really never floated to the surface, but apparently on the blog Tuesday, he told us about it. But again, good thing it's in Texas.
Do you have an aging loved one or a relative who requires special care? On Saturday, February 24th, join First Baptist Bryan as we host our second annual Caregivers Conference. This all-day conference is a great opportunity for you to come learn more about how you can take better care of your loved one and yourself. Multiple experts will be on hand to lead breakout sessions in a variety of topics related to aging. For more information and to register for this year's Caregivers Conference, visit our website at fbcbryan.org/caregivers.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio, Jen Zweiker as Zweiker and Associates. Now, Jen, if you've been outside, if you've got a window, which unfortunately I don't have a window, but it's beside the point. I've been outside here recently. I know that the weather is gross. The weather is nasty. Now, for people who are looking to sell their homes, this can present kind of a problem when you've got people traipsing up and down throughout your house.
It can be a little bit frustrating. So there's several solutions. People are usually pretty sensitive. If you want to put a little, nice friendly sign on the front door that says, if you don't mind, please, if it's been raining outside, remove your shoes. Or you might put, a little towel there so that they can wipe their shoes off. Or, if you want to take it next level, you can go to a medical supply store and you can get the little medical booties for people to put over their shoes. So if you're one of those homes that's, let's use a real estate buzz term, that's meticulously maintained, and you want to keep it that way, head to your nearest medical supply store.
Keep your house in pristine condition. If you want to check out more tips, go to zarealestate.com.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to remind you to exercise your constitutional right to vote and encourage others to do the same. Early voting for the primary election begins Tuesday, February 20th, and runs through Friday, March 2nd. Election day is Tuesday, March 6th. Don't forget to bring a valid photo ID, which is required to protect the integrity of our elections.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign. Brian Brown, treasurer.
Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Hey, it's perfect that we found out about the curling thing today because, again, curling is cool day. Is that what it is? Curling is cool day, so we're celebrating that.
Tip-off is in Madisonville at 7 o'clock with broadcast joined in progress, right?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I thought he was joining right into the conversation.
I didn't know Madisonville had ice.
Yeah, I had asked yesterday about this, and now we do know the closing ceremonies of the 23rd Winter Olympics will take place Sunday at 5 a.m. if you want to watch it live. It'll be at 5 a.m. You're going
to
get up live.
Can't wait to
that.
See the ratings on that.
Yeah, NBC will rebroadcast.
I don't even get up early enough to watch Sunday morning live.
They're going to show it again at 7 o'clock just so we see it. And, of course, maybe the biggest news is
what, they're bumping Meet the Press?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Whoa.
Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir will host the closing ceremonies on Sunday primetime.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, Because, I mean, and I don't know if you remember, Johnny got mad because they were going to have that other guy on. Who's that that other skater? Rippon?
Yeah, Adam Rippon, yeah.
Yeah, so he was... he
Really? I didn't know
he
that.
He apparently threw a hissy fit, and so everything's back in its
really?
Normal now. Yep.
Well, Adam Rippon, because we mentioned that, right? And we said that he wasn't going to take it because he didn't want to leave his teammates. But
well, by the end of the Olympics.
We've got to have drama. We have to have drama.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Costas... That's, you know, since,
how did we do the Winter Olympics without Bob Costas?
I know, in his eye trouble.
In his eye, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, coming up in the next half hour, the most addictive foods. The most addictive foods.
I bet I know some.
I know one. I know the top.
You will feel so weak when we finish that, going,
Oh, not weak. You're
full on, huh?
I'm full on with my profile, and you bet.
All right, there we go. Let's check some weather, shall we? Because we got some out there. It is changing, but anyhow, we're always having weather. Brought to you this morning by Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent. Your nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Still foggy out there. Man, I guess the fog never went away from yesterday because we don't have that kind of situation too often. But there you go. You got it today. They're telling us the high temperature will be near 70 today and still a 40% chance of some kind of rain out there. Winds will stay out of the northeast for a while, then they'll switch around about noontime to the south and we'll get a different feel. 66 will be our low temperature tonight. Tomorrow got a high of 78, but there's a 70% chance of showers to go along with it. About 66 on Sunday. They're finally calling for sunny skies on Monday. Oh, yeah, right. Let's hope it happens. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 8. Not that comfortable out there. The wind chill is 43, and the air temperature is 47.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
At Liberal New York University in Liberal New York City, they eat, sleep, and breathe political correctness. But sometimes being politically correct doesn't quite work out as planned. Case in point, some genius at NYU decided on a special meal to honor Black History Month. So a menu was planned to appeal to those who celebrate. Sophomore Nina Harris showed up at the Weinstein Passport Dining Hall and saw the special menu items. "This is what it's like to be a Black student at NYU," she posted on social media. "I literally had to explain why displaying watermelon and Kool-Aid in celebration of Black History Month was not only racially insensitive, but it was just ignorant." Now, Ms. Harris didn't mention it, but the school also served collard greens, folks. And when she complained, Harris says that she was bounced from person to person. She finally wrote a letter to the dean, suggesting that instead of patronizing minority students with watermelon and Kool-Aid and ribs, that NYU should ask the students how they want to celebrate Black History Month. Now, as the story hit the news, NYU President Andrew Hamilton apologized for the inexcusably insensitive meal. He blamed the school's food contractor and suspended the director of the dining hall. Now the staff will be required to undergo sensitivity training at a liberal university, which is going to work about as well as CNN town halls do.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, I want to take a moment to talk about the special bond shared by neighbors. Those of you who own land out in the country know that a trustworthy neighbor is a true blessing, and what they say counts. That's why my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are so proud of this fact. 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Lean over your fence, ask your neighbor about their Mahindra, ask about Mahindra's industry-leading powertrain warranty, outstanding performance, tough built products, and knowledgeable dealers. And there's never been a better time to join the satisfied owners who have made Mahindra the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bienski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 8. The temperature is 48. Just received a text from 979-695-1620 to let us know weather's coming in from the west. We'll find out more about that after the news. Presented by Brazos County Bank, customer relationships are what they do best. Steep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan Police will release information about a fatality crash last night on Texas near Old Horton Road later this morning. Passerby texted us last night that the collision bottled up traffic for more than a half mile. A Consolidated High School student in the Brazos County Jail this morning following her arrest yesterday. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says Alexandria Rivera is accused of making a terroristic threat at her school on February 7th.
The post stated she wanted to shoot up the school and that no one was safe.
Rivera, who turns 18 on March 15th, denied posting on Snapchat. She admitted to making threatening statements, but she told an investigator and an assistant principal she was just joking. Every 3 years, the College Station School Board gets an update on safety and security procedures. This happened to be the year and the time to get the periodic review. President Jeff Harris led off with the observation that safety and security is something that's addressed every day and not just when an event makes the headlines.
We just can't address publicly because then it can impact the effectiveness of measures we might put into place.
Vice President Carol Barrett noted as a parent she's had family members in CSISD schools for 27 years.
I want to tell parents that I really do, sitting from this seat, feel that this district is doing everything possible to keep your students safe. If there's something else they can do, I don't know what it is, but these teachers care about these kids.
Superintendent Clark Ely says words and actions have consequences, adding the district will do what it takes to keep students and staff safe. State Senator from San Antonio has been convicted on 11 federal counts of money laundering and wire and securities fraud and is facing a potentially long prison term.
A stunned Carlos Uresti at a loss for words as he walked out of federal court a convicted felon.
We're a strong family. We're going to continue to move forward, continue to do what we need to do.
He was found guilty of lying to investors. U.S. Attorney John Bash says they thought they would make money in the fracking industry when instead the cash was just frittered away.
Everything from gifts and travel and luxury vehicles to controlled substances, even prostitutes.
Uresti tells me he's appealing. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he's notified Uresti's office. He's been relieved of committee assignments effective immediately. Greg Abbott's the first governor since 2003 to spare the life of a death row inmate.
Thomas Whitaker was condemned for masterminding an attack on his family outside Houston 15 years ago that left his mother and brother dead. His father, Kent, was shot and survived and lobbied to spare his son's life.
I want to thank the governor for doing the hard work to review this unusual case and give it the extra special time it took to reach a good decision.
Earlier this week, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles unanimously recommended the sentence be commuted to life without the possibility of parole. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Eight of the nine candidates for Brazos County's three seats in the legislature told the audience at this week's BCS Chamber of Commerce Forum they support legalization of marijuana for medicinal use. The one who's opposed is Senator Charles Schwartner, who's an orthopedic surgeon and a registered pharmacist.
There are medications that are derivatives of marijuana that are actually utilized and marketed. Marinol is the trade name for it. But marijuana has secondary effects that are potential psychiatric effects as well as pulmonary effects when smoked that are detrimental.
Shortner's opponent in the Republican primary, Harold Ram, does not have a position on recreational use.
I'd like to hear from the experts, the doctors, and what they think that we need to do.
One of three Democratic contenders, Glenn Williams, opposed to marijuana only when it's used by pregnant women.
Someone is using while they're pregnant, I would actually sponsor legislation to allow for mandatory treatment, including inpatient treatment.
Williams' primary opponent, Meg Walsh, supports all legalization of marijuana. A shout out to our sister station, KD95, for making the list of finalists for what could be a third Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters. KD among 50 finalists of radio stations demonstrating outstanding year-round commitment to community service. We'll find out who wins April 10th during the NAB show in Las Vegas. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8, news presented by Brazos County Bank. More news and 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Come join fellow conservatives for an evening of fun and fellowship as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2018 Reagan Day Dinner, Friday, March 16th at the Brazos Center. Keynote speaker for this event is none other than Governor of our great state of Texas, Greg Abbott. Governor Abbott advocates policy changes to keep Texas the most exceptional state in America. Brazos strong, Texas strong, Abbott strong. Table sponsorship and individual tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Reagan Day Dinner on Friday, March 16th. Log on to BrazosGOP.org for details.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time. Satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing, roofing done right.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
I think I can finally see the end of this stagnant weather pattern. It looks like it gets better by Sunday. Today, areas of fog and clouds. It'll be breezy. A few showers later today, 70 to 75. The fog will lift as the day goes on. Cloudy tonight, chance of a shower. Some areas of fog, 65 to 70 overnight. Cloudy, breezy, chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, 75 to 80. Sunday, turning partly sunny, cooler, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie women's hoops got a big win last night, 104-60 over Arkansas. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair following the Aggies' offensive onslaught. Also, Aggie baseball has been moving some things around with that weather that Rob was talking about. It looks like instead of playing three games over 3 days, they'll play three games over 2 days, including a doubleheader today. Coach Rob Childress expects no other changes besides that.
Everything will stay on schedule. Coach Pepicelli and his team are coming an awful long way. We want to make sure that they get in three games as well as us.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also touching on Aggie softball, taking part in the Marionetter Classic, Aggie men's hoops, and, of course, the Olympics. All that more coming up in sports.
I guess there probably aren't any Texans on that that team.
The curling team?
No, Cornell.
Oh.
Sorry.
I don't know. Maybe.
Could be. I know. There was one from the Woodlands on the Rhode Island team.
Yeah. He was from Kingwood, I believe.
Yeah, pretty good player for him, wasn't he?
Yeah. So.
That's fun.
He was one of their better players. Had a home run. A big home run.
Let's go to Cornell.
Yeah, well, you know.
Cornell.
Baseball roster.
CornellBigRed.com.
First guy on there is from Katy.
Well, there you are. Answers that.
Very first name.
Right. And then Bel Air.
All right. Okay. A couple of them there. Well, good.
We got smart in San Antonio.
We got some smart people, too.
Yeah, he's right. Hope our mom and daddy get to come see him. All right, so yes, there is weather to the west. You may have to drive to it if you want to experience it, but it's out there. It looks like it's probably going to miss Bryan College Station proper. It's kind of going up the interstate or a little bit east of it.
I guess that'd be 35 then.
Yep, exactly. Already hit Austin and Round Rock and that kind of thing and drifted up that way. Looks like Hearn may catch a little of it, but it generally is to the west of us. We may hit a shower or two, but the heavy cell will miss us. Again, it's just dang foggy out there. I don't know how you celebrate this today. The first nylon toothbrush was made in 1938.
Nylon?
And before nylon was what?
I don't know. That's what kind of scares me. Yeah. That's what scares me. Caller.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe Cornell may also be a land-grant college.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Thank you. That's right. It was the Morrell Act that also formed them just like us. It's just we got bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
Yeah.
We got a better baseball team.
Well,
maybe. We'll see. We'll find out.
And by the way, if you're new to Texas, this is a big day. 182 years ago, the Siege of the Alamo began, 1836.
And we're now involved in round two.
Yeah.
About the restoration.
You're right. Yeah, we are. That is the Battle of the Alamo. With a whole bunch of women dressed up and men angry about it, it's not a good thing. Consumer Reports Best Vehicles report has come out. After the magazine tested the 2018 cars and trucks, here are your winners. In the large car, it's the Chevy Impala. That's a large car now.
Yeah, really?
That's a large car.
Okay.
Just saying. Well, and you mentioned that because, you know, back in the day, the police department would all use those Ford, what did they use?
The Galaxies, maybe?
Yeah, maybe it's a Ford Galaxy.
I'm thinking Andy Taylor, Mayberry.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
with those whip antennas that you...
But that's the reason that most police departments have gone to the SUVs, because they got to carry so much stuff with them that you need to have a pretty big vehicle to be able to do that.
Yeah, either that or the Dodge Chargers, I know.
Yeah, well, DPS can go with a little bit smaller car because they don't have to have all that other stuff. But, you know, the city police do. Anyhow, midsize car, the Toyota Camry. Compact car is the Toyota Corolla. Compact green car. Zach, I know you were asking about that because you're ready to trade up, right? Buddy?
Yeah, we're going to be trading.
Going
up.
To the Chevy Bolt thing.
Yeah.
Your luxury compact car. Is there such a thing as a luxury compact car? How does that work?
It is if you're a smaller person.
I guess so. Audi 4, A4.
Oh, yeah.
All right. For your minivan, it's the Toyota Sienna. Sienna. Not the Sienna. Sienna. The midsize SUV is the Toyota Highlander. Hey, they're doing pretty well. Your compact SUV is the Subaru Forester. Luxury compact SUV, the Beamer X3, and your full-size pickup?
Ford.
Your F-150 there,
F-150.
Huh?
F-150.
Even, you know, they went to that aluminum frame. Seems like they are. You know, there's a lot of naysayers said that wasn't going to work.
And they've got the step ladder on some of them.
They do, which I can appreciate. Like that. Understand. Wish mine had one of those. Anyway. Applebee's is closing about 80 restaurants nationwide. Locations slated for closure have not been announced yet, but according to the chain management, they will reportedly be based on several criteria, including meeting our brand and image standards.
All right, back to the Alamo and back to toothbrushes all in one text.
All right. By the way, just a second. If that's the only Applebee's you've ever been in, the standards are just fine. Okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you live in Anarene and they got an Applebee's, then that's as good as it's ever been in your world. So anyway, toothbrushes and Alamo.
We were at the Alamo this weekend and learned that toothbrushes are made of bone and boar hair.
Boar hair? Mm. Oh, my God.
And they also shared toothbrushes.
Well, of course
Now, what was the product they put on them?
Yeah, that's
earwax. I don't know.
Oh, hush. I don't know. Salt? Maybe use salt? Could be. Don't know. Not sure. All right, here we go. It's the addictive foods thing. Oh, we also got top fast food chains too. We got
again.
That
We did
product yesterday. That was the fast food product. Remember, that's how the Burger King Whopper ended up number one, and the Chick-fil-A sandwich was what did I say, like number 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, this is a different source. This one might be believable. We'll see. All right, so the Icahn School of Medicine and Mount Sinai School of Medicine, so some medicine schools, say they have managed to identify a bunch of trigger foods.
Trigger foods.
Which make people eat them until they are uncomfortable.
Yep. Oh, certainly kale's on that list.
Or made them feel, no, you got to eat enough to be uncomfortable. You're not going to eat enough kale anytime for anything, I wouldn't think. By the way, I had a story about kale. I'll see if I can find it. I was reading it earlier this week. I think there's a father of kale. We have to find out who that guy is. Anyhow, so here's the deal. Is it makes people eat them until they're uncomfortable or made them feel tired after eating it.
Can I just ask right off the bat where bacon is on the list?
Lower than I thought. Lower than I thought.
Really?
It's number 11.
Wow.
I know.
With the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
The study revealed in the journal PLOS One says that trigger foods are addictive and are usually highly processed and loaded with extra fats and sugars. That helps. I don't do these long lists very often, but I will. Number 20 is eggs, by the way.
Eggs?
Yep.
I like eggs.
Then comes,
eggs are good for you.
Right. Then comes nuts, muffin, and steak at 17. Gummy candy. They put all the breakfast cereal together at number 15. Number 14, your favorite, Zach, buttered popcorn.
Mmm.
Number 13, plain rolls. What does that mean? With no butter on them?
Yeah, I guess no
butter. Who does that?
I don't know.
I do. I like bread enough that I'll do it.
Again, these apparently, remember, these are foods that people will eat until they are uncomfortable or worn out from eating it. Okay? So that's how, and I can see where steak is not something that you're going to eat until you're uncomfortable. Unless you try to eat that 72-ounce steak some places have. Anyway. So that's why bacon's at number 12. Bacon's at number 11. Number 10 is cheese. Number 9 is cake. Number 8 is soda.
Yeah.
Number 17 is the is the cheeseburger.
Wow.
Now they don't delineate from the hamburger. That's just the cheeseburger.
Just the cheeseburger.
Number 6 is fries.
Yeah.
Number 5 is ice cream. Then cookies, chips, chocolate, and pizza. There you go.
Pizza is number one.
There's your four food groups right there. Number one is pizza, then chocolate, then chips, and cookies, and ice cream. You just can't stop. You have no controls.
I love all of those
things.
You
are a slave to all of these foods.
Yes, I am.
How does that make you feel?
Pretty good when I'm eating them.
That's it. In one way, shape, or form, cheese shows up two times right there in the top 10. Cheese all by itself, and then the cheeseburger.
Well, that's like these people go on these paleo diets.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, no bread, no cheese. I'm like,
why would you want to torture yourself?
Yeah,
like
why
that?
Do I would rather be fat and happy than miserable and skinny.
Hello.
I didn't hear my vinegar and salt pork skins on your list.
Wow. G'day there. I'm Nick Adams. I'm a Texan. I'm a Fox News commentator, and I love America. And this is a message about Paul Riga. He's running for re-election for the Brazos County Republican Party, and you need to vote for him. Keep the Brazos County Republican Party in conservative hands. Vote Paul Riga.
Howdy, I'm Paul Riga. I work hard and fight for you every day to keep Brazos County in Texas strong and conservative. I humbly ask for your vote.
Re-elect my dad. Paul Riga, Republican Party Chairman.
Political ad paid for by Paul Riga.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M Class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
No kids allowed. That message is becoming policy in some restaurants and movie theaters. Even some grocery stores and airlines are putting restrictions on parents and their children. Simply put, more and more adults want kids excluded from public life. We've all seen that family. You know the one, the children are rambunctious or whiny. Apparently, some people are so fed up with that family, they're starting to complain, and businesses are taking those concerns seriously. A few restaurants have banned kids altogether, and one grocery store now offers child-free shopping hours. And get this, one city even shut down summer lemonade stands inside the city limits. Authorities say the kids lack the necessary permits and hand-washing stations. One Kool-Aid stand was even fined $50 and labeled as criminal activity. Are you kidding me? Those and other examples are so extreme, a magazine cover story asked, when did kids become the equivalent of secondhand smoke? The old mantra, it takes a village, well, has become, keep your children out of my village. That's a shame. When older generations devalue younger generations, our society's in trouble. The answer for problems like this isn't to exclude children from public places. It's to reach out. Parents need help, not isolation. You don't build a better generation by ignoring children, but rather by investing in them. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from KDP.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs that, because, like, I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like we need water, salt is essential to human life. It can help keep our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. In fact, it's actually one of the nutrients that makes every cell in your body function. And that's pretty important, right, Katie?
I guess.
Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Tigler with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. Number 17 Texas A&M Women's Hoops was firing on all cylinders last night, blasting Arkansas 104-60 in Fayetteville. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the win.
I thought we played offensively as good as we could play, and I thought we identified what we wanted to do on defense. We were not giving Monk the right-handed drive, and I think she was like 3 for 12. Mason did a good job for them, but we stopped Monk and Cosper, their two leading scorers, so I thought we were very good. We shared the ball on offense, and Kennedy ran our plays. She didn't just look to score herself, and plus she can score against anybody. But we got everybody hot. Howard and Lumpkin were awesome.
The 104 points was the most the Aggies have scored in a conference game since 1983. Now, you heard Coach mention Kennedy Carter. She led the Aggs with 21 points, while Jasmine Lumpkin scored 17, and Andriel Howard put up 14 points and 14 rebounds. With the win, the Maroon and White improved to 21-8 overall and 10-5 in SEC play. Now, for the Aggie men, they'll look to put a stop to a three-game skid tomorrow when they visit Vanderbilt up in Nashville. The guys are just 1-6 in road SEC games, but that one win came against then-number 8 Auburn a couple of weeks ago. Tip-off against the Commodores is at 3 p.m. with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the softball diamond, an up-and-down first day of the Marinetter Classic for the 6th-ranked Aggs, who topped Notre Dame 5-3 but then fell to Nebraska 6-3. They'll look to bounce back this afternoon when they face number 5 Oregon in a 2:30 tilt. Broadcast is on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. A schedule change for 10th-ranked Aggie baseball, as the guys will play a doubleheader against Cornell today, followed by a series finale tomorrow. Now, the series against the Big Red was initially scheduled as a Friday-Sunday series, but the weather doesn't look like it will be cooperating. Despite the changes, Coach Rob Childress says everything else should go as planned.
Everything will stay on schedule. Coach Pepicelli and his team are coming an awful long way. We want to make sure that they get in three games as well as us.
Now, as far as what he sees from the other dugout, Coach Childress says Cornell is going to be a tough out.
You know, a team that's certainly excited to be outside and start their season. They start a week later than the Ivy League starts a week later than everyone else. So they're going to be excited and ready to go. They've got a bunch of older hitters back, and, you know, it ought to be another great weekend with a great crowd.
Game one is set for 3 o'clock this afternoon at Bluebell with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as RadioAggieland.com. Tyler Seguin broke a scoreless tie with 8:27 remaining, and the Dallas Stars beat the Los Angeles Kings last night 2-0. Here's Seguin after the win.
Hard work pays off. I mean, I thought we haven't been playing the greatest. You know, last game we didn't start great, but We played a heck of a second half of that game and thought we deserved better. And, you know, tonight was another playoff-type game and, you know, still waiting for that bounce. And I'm happy we won and I thought we deserved it.
Backup goalie Kari Lehtinen made 18 saves for his first shutout of the year as Dallas holds on to third place in the Western Conference. All three NBA Lone Star teams return from the All-Star break tonight. The Houston Rockets, who went into the break with the best record in the NBA at 44-13, welcome the Minnesota Timberwolves to town at 7. The San Antonio Spurs visit the Denver Nuggets at 8, and the Dallas Mavericks are in L.A. taking on the Lakers at 9:30. And the United States will play Sweden for the gold medal in men's curling after upsetting Canada in the semifinals yesterday in Pyeongchang. The championship between the Americans and Swedes is set for just after midnight at 12:35 a.m. on Saturday. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 Mustang GT. Now, you're talking about a car that's got a lot of firepower and a really nice car if you're talking about as far as sports cars go. Again, a 2015 Mustang GT at Team Ford of Navasota for a low price of $24,965. Again, $24,965, a Mustang GT at Team Ford of Navasota. You head south off of Highway 6, you cannot miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so you now hate yourself because you're addicted to every food in the 20 that I gave you.
Yes. No, I don't hate myself.
Okay.
I'm quite happy with you.
Yeah. Okay, so we have two fast food reports here. Number one, McDonald's has reportedly picked up 20 million packets of the coveted Szechuan sauce for Rick and Morty fans. Do we know what that means?
Rick and Morty is the cartoon that everybody's big on?
Yeah, but apparently what happened was that they talked about this sauce and there was a tremendous demand for it and they ran out of it. And so now they say they have enough. Starting Monday, the sauce will once again be available for as long as it lasts with the purchase of McNuggets.
So is the same carrier involved in the KFC chicken crisis?
Wow, no kidding. Those people lost that gig. All right, so here's a new report that Taco Bell has moved past Burger King to be the number four restaurant chain in U.S. America. The survey done by Technomic says they're a food service research firm. And by the way, we have almost all of them here. But the reason is because the Locos Tacos, the nacho fries with quesaritos have really helped the chain surge upward. Zach, either one of those?
No. Oh, Doritos Locos Tacos? Is that what you said?
Locos Tacos, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Okay,
yeah.
Bill, you
I don't do Taco Bell. I'm in your room and the northbound freeway traffic slowing down behind you.
What's new and different, right?
Well, I believe it. We're getting a shower now.
Here's our top 10 fast food chains, Business Insider. Number 10 is Domino's. Number 9 is Pizza Hut. Number 8 is Chick-fil-A. Again, there's probably a regional situation here. Here's the one we don't have here. Number 7 is Dunkin' Donuts. We used to have one, and we don't anymore. They're telling us we're going to get another one. We'll see. All right, it's Wendy's at number 6, Burger King at number 5, then comes Taco Bell at 4, Subway at 3, Starbucks at 2, and the Arches at 1, according to Business Insider. Those are your restaurant chains in U.S. America. All right, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.